AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is in Laos, the first U.S. president to visit there.
The president's visiting narrow, landlocked Laos for a Southeast Asian summit, but it's also a chance to kindle a friendship with a country that's ever so slowly opening up.
I think Laos is very eager to engage with us, and we're eager to engage with them.
Laotian leaders are looking to boost trade, investment, and tourism. Like their neighbors in Vietnam, they're also worried about the threat from China. But during his meetings in Laos, Obama will also discreetly bring up the country's dismal human rights record, even as he offers U.S. aid in clearing tons of unexploded bombs that date to the Vietnam War. Mark Smith, Washington.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has expressed regret over the off-color remark he used while referring to President Obama, saying he regrets if it came off as a personal attack. A meeting with Obama in Laos has been postponed. Conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly has died of cancer at the age of 92. She helped defeat the Equal Rights Amendment in the 70s and said here in 2006 that illegal immigration threatens American security.
If a day laborer can sneak over the border illegally, so can an al-Qaeda terrorist.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is praising Schlafly as a patriot, a champion for women, and a symbol of strength. Trump spoke to a handful of reporters on his private plane on Labor Day, telling them he's looking forward to all three presidential debates.
And I think it's an important element of what we're doing. I think you have an obligation to do the debates.
Hillary Clinton says she won't be going to Mexico before Election Day, as Trump did last week. She says that visit with Mexico's president didn't turn out so well.
Just look at what happened. He got into a Twitter war with the president of Mexico.
Clinton says she'll focus on creating jobs at home. This is AP Radio News. Gunfire was heard early today in Kabul, with security forces searching for attackers hidden in a building a day after twin bombings near the Afghan Defense Ministry killed at least 24 people and wounded more than 90. Moving on to the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open, Serena Williams now owns more victories and Grand Slam matches than anyone else in tennis's Open era, surpassing Roger Federer with her 308th.
It's a huge number. I think it's very significant, actually. I think it's something that, just really talks about the length of my career in particular.
Her first win at a Grand Slam tournament came back when she was 16. She turns 35 this month. Meanwhile, sister Venus lost in the fourth round at the U.S. Open. Officials from Marine Week say a bus carrying about 40 Marines to the Nashville event caught fire Monday along Interstate 24, but no one was injured. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.